when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Peter Aspen. This week, Hotel California.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
It started, as things did in the heyday of rock music's golden era, with a few strums of a guitar on a beach sofa in Malibu. Don Felder, guitarist of the Eagles, improvised a chord progression that he recorded onto a cassette and handed it to the rest of the band. The group's de facto leaders, Glenn Frey and Don Henley, liked the song's easy fusion of Hispanic melody and soft reggae beat. Henley started to write some lyrics, set in a seedy West Coast hostel, which addressed the issue of America's slow implosion into decadence. And so Hotel California was born. The song was the title track of an album of the same name released in December 1976, which represented the Eagles' finest hour. They'd started as a wannabe country rock band with great hair and sumptuous harmonies. After Hotel California, they lost their touch. The release of Hotel California as a single marked a watershed for the band, but also for the course of popular music. Where did it come from? The melody, at least, was familiar. Some pointed out its similarity to a Jethro Tull song called We Used to Know from their album Stand Up, which was released in 1969.
Could be soon we'll cease to sound. Slowly upstairs, faster down. Then to revisit stony ground.
The coincidence was pointed out to Jethro Tull's frontman Ian Anderson. He recalled that the two groups had toured together in the early 1970s and that there may have been subliminal cross-infection. He recounted, "They were countrified, laid-back, polite rock, and we were a bit wacky and English and doing weird stuff." But there were anything but hard feelings. Anderson said that the success of Hotel California gave him a sense of happiness. Hotel California made an unlikely single, clocking in at 6.5 minutes and featuring a coda of dovetailing guitar solos. Its ascent to the top of the American charts was slow-moving, as if the pop-buying public was only gradually absorbing the import of its message. Which is not surprising. The message was obscure, laden with troubling images which belied the melody's appealing simplicity. The song's writers were asked about it over and over. They responded with pretentious references to the television series The Twilight Zone and John Fowles' novel The Magus. Detractors detected satanic undertones. Henley finally summed it up briskly. It was a journey, he said, from innocence to experience that skirted the fine line between the American dream and the American nightmare.
Mirrors on the ceiling, depict champagne on ice, she said. We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
Hotel California hit the UK top 10 too. Britain's pop scene was in the throes of the punk revolt, in the midst of which the song's existential doodling seemed irrelevant. But it was a cheerfully eclectic time. ABBA, David Soul and Boney M all shared the charts with the Eagles in the week of Hotel California's highest 8th-place position in April 1977. The Eagles' tours became grander and longer, and Hotel California became their showstopper. The song grew more ornate. Versions were played with 8 guitars, trumpet introductions, a sense of portent that was heavier than ever. Rock music, in its great-haired, sumptuous, harmonied incarnation, was dying. and yet it was making more money than at any other time. The supergroup at the centre of it all had nailed that sense of paradox. This could be heaven or this could be hell. There have been few meaningful covers of Hotel California. The Cat Empire, an Australian band, turned it into a ska anthem sung in French. Techno versions by the likes of Alabama 3 and Jam on the Mother were ham-fisted attempts to subvert the song's easy-listening charm. Here's Alabama 3's version. The song's accessibility is deceptive. Amateur guitarists can pick up the chords easily enough, but accomplished guitarists struggle to match the fluent ferocity of that famous coda. Here's a game effort by the Gypsy Kings, whose Spanish-language version featured on The Big Lebowski. Por el camino del desierto, el viento me despeina, suelo aroma de colita. But it is, in the end, the spirit of Hotel California that survives most potently. Its mysterious air of claustrophobia and decline, its Buñuelish sense of impotence. The opaque lyrics today make more sense than ever. We're way more Tiffany twisted than we were in 1976. And will there ever be a more perfectly crafted summation of the Brexit blues than that gnomic last line echoing from 40 years ago? You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.